And joining me now is the one and only Top Dog, a regular here on this show, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, now three-game winning streak to talk about and the chance to go for four in a row, which I think is really the mindset here. The Browns taking on the Redskins Sunday, regardless of who plays quarterback for the Redskins. If we focus on the Browns right now, you see a confident team that I think believes it can beat anybody it faces.
Well, no question. I mean, a football team right now, a lot of young guys that have got a taste of winning, guys that have started to feel good about themselves, guys that I see that are expecting to win ball games, especially the ones at home. I like where this football team is right now. I like our chances. You know, we're saying we don't know who's going to play quarterback, but you know, I guarantee you, if you take a poll of those guys in the locker room, they don't care.
Yeah.
They are just at that stage right now where they just want to play football, and whoever they play, they want to win.
Yeah, you can see that feeling, and I don't think it's overconfidence. I know folks would say, okay, hold on now. They, you know, who have they beaten and so forth, and that was a very bad Chiefs team that they blew out last week. That's fine, but I think there still is something to be said for the mindset, especially when it's a team that has as many young starters as this one has and young players overall, that it's a different level of confidence. It's a confidence in, yes, we can win every week, that sort of thinking, but it's also players who now understand more of what they're doing and believe in their NFL skills in ways that they probably didn't earlier, because they didn't know all that they, you know, didn't know. They didn't understand the speed of the game and all those things that young players, that hits them. So through the first half of the season, an 0-5 start, maybe some of those factors were there, even though a lot of those games were very close. But now we look at this team in the second half of the season. This is a different Browns club.
Well, it is, and I don't have a problem with confidence. I don't have a problem with being overconfident, because, Vic, you know the way I played the game. You
yeah.
know I've always taken the challenge, and always, I don't care who it is or who the receiver is or whatever, or who the quarterback was, I always thought that we can beat them, and especially if we're playing them at home. And you know, it goes back to that old saying that I always say, expect to win, expect to win, and you usually find a way to win. That's where these guys are right now. They're starting to expect to win ball games. I mean, look at them. They've won three ball games in a row right now with the chance to win four. And you have a city right now that is really, you know, that's always been excited about the football team,
sure,
but now is really starting to get excited. I mean, obviously, this football team is not, these guys know what they have, a great task at hand this week, and that's with that RG3 and that, especially defense, with that the type of offense that they're going to run with,
right,
that read option,
right,
and the speed of the game is just, you can't even simulate it in practice.
Right.
I mean, with this guy, you know,
the
you've been around him.
Yeah.
You know the type of
yeah.
A quarterback he is and the type of guy that he is. So, again, I'm glad we have him at home. I'd much rather have him at home than in D.C.
Sure.
But I like our chances again.
And the place that it starts, and I always love to have this conversation with you because of where it starts, is defense. And it has been very impressive to me to see how much this particular part of the team has also grown. I think we talk about how healthy it's gotten. I knock on wood as I say that, but how much healthier it is than it was earlier in the year. How much more consistency you're seeing in the lineup in all phases, and particularly in that secondary, where now you've got a group with Dimitri Patterson back, with Usama Young back, joining Joe Hayden, joining Sheldon Brown. You know, it just feels a lot better when you look at what the secondary, and of course TJ Ward, when you look at what the secondary is all about. Because frankly, as much as that pass rush works effectively, and I think they get a decent amount of pressure, it's not like they pile up a ton of sacks, but they definitely have the ability to put pressure on. I think it's going to start with the idea that Dick Geron and setting up those coverages and having the talent back there to make quarterbacks hesitate and not be sure what they're looking at and hold on to the ball a little bit, and there's your difference in your pressure.
Well, and again, you know, you're right, and we talked about Griffin and the read option, but again, it all starts up front, and we all know that this Redskins football team, those guys, their offensive linemen, they like to do a lot of cut blocks, and our defensive line have to be aware of that. And then after that, we got to deal with this kid, Alfred Morris.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that hits the hole. He's hard to tackle, and he can just get it done by himself. And
yeah,
then
powerful and fast.
Powerful and fast. And then, you know, speaking of more weapons on that offense, let's go outside. I mean, you're talking about Morgan and Pierre Garçon. I mean, yep, they are a very, very talented football team, a team offensively that can put up some points. But again, you just hit on it, all the guys. I mean, I like where our defense is right now. I like the way they're playing. We're healthy, and we say bring on the Washington Redskins.
Hanford Dixon, the top dog, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let's explore this quarterback situation there, because, yeah, in all likelihood, the Redskins string this out as long as they can, till maybe as long as to Sunday morning, and that's understandable. Keep it under the hat. It's a competitive advantage. Keep the Browns guessing. Right now, you would presume, and it's pretty clear, because each injury report is showing Griffin is limited, so the Lions' share of snaps would be Kirk Cousins. Given that, and looking at this from a, say, from a coverage, defensive coverage perspective, I would suspect, number one, there's some base elements to this Redskins offense that wouldn't change. Throwing the short and intermediate passes. I know a lot of those emanate from that read option approach, but Kirk Cousins is going to run a lot of that, what's in the playbook, right? And it's high percentage throwing. That's something that Mike Shanahan, his son Kyle, the offensive coordinator, believe in. So you can prepare for that. Number two, the idea that if Griffin were to play, you know, you just wonder how often he'll get the green light to run outside and tuck it down and run and have those option plays that involve him actually by design running the football, because I don't think you want to expose him to a lot of the hits that this very physical Browns defense can place on him. So I'm not saying that the Browns would prepare for anything less than the full Griffin, but I'm just wondering if it's realistic to think the full Griffin would be there.
Well, I think from all indications and all the sources and everything that I've heard, and I'm pretty sure you've heard pretty much the same thing, I think we're going to see RG3. I think that's the way our defense is going about the preparation. Mm-hmm. That's the way they're going by about the
and
work.
And they should, right?
And you're exactly right, okay. And you should. And then
because you can adjust to the other guy.
You can adjust to the other guy. And I think regardless of who we see at quarterback, we're still going to see pretty much the same offense.
Okay.
I think that's going to I think that's going to take place with these guys. But again, it's still a very talented quarterback, as we saw last week, regardless of who is at quarterback with this football team. They're right. Still able to do a lot of things, and they're still able to move the football. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the coaches have until 45 minutes before game time in order to
they announce the inactive.
Right, yeah. to announce that, and I don't think it's going to be any surprises there. I think RG3 is going to play. I think he is going to be the quarterback, but again, regardless of who's at the quarterback position, they're still a very talented football team, and they still can put points on the board, and I think we just have to be ready and be able to stop them.
Yeah, I would think he's active. I mean, one way or another, I think he's available to play if he's not starting. And I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to see him as the starter in my mind. I know the team has to prepare itself. I still say that even though Mike Shanahan indicated he moved better the second day of practice
right.
than he did the first, yesterday versus Wednesday. But, you know, we'll as we get closer and closer, today's not really a day that you're going to gauge as much because
right.
it's a paring down. But I think it's more about pregame warm-ups.
Well, you know? Right, Vic, and what I was going to say is the 20 minutes, I think that the media and everybody has had a chance to come and watch him practice. Everybody's indicated they look really, really...
He's stepping into his throws.
Yeah, he's stepping into his throws, and he looks really healthy. So, again, we don't care. Bring him on.
bring him on. And I think that is the attitude. You're right, though. He plays with a great deal of speed, and a lot of that is because he's so smart. He sees things, anticipates things so well, and runs that offense efficiently because he gets it.
But I think switching to the other side, Vic, I think the key is going to be our offense. I mean, I expect the defense to play well, but I think our offense is going to have some opportunities to hit some big plays, probably Gordon going up top, because you're talking about a defense, talking about those Redskins. I mean, those guys, they love to get upfield. They love to run blitz you. They love to pass blitz you, and they're going to blitz you getting off the bus. So I think there's going to be some opportunities for our offense to hit a big play against these guys.
They're going to take their chances. That's the nature of Jim Haslett's style as defensive coordinator, to attack. He's trying to manufacture some things because he's lost Brian Arakpo, among others, who have not given, who don't give them the same pass rush.
What's that name again?
That they had before, Brian Arakpo.
I'm glad you could say that.
and he's hurt. So, but Jim, you know his mentality. So when you've got that over pursuit and that aggressiveness, I see two things. I do see those opportunities. And by the way, the secondary has been vulnerable for Washington.
Right.
So Josh Gordon, Greg Little, you know, opportunities in the passing game, Ben Watson, et cetera. I also see Trent Richardson having an opportunity to hit some big gains, because I think when people are over-pursuing, right, you run some of those draws and some of those delays, and I think he can take off a little bit.
And you know what, Vic, we've been blessed. You know, a lot of people have been giving Trent a hard time, but we've been blessed with two backs. And what I mean by that, you know, we have more than two, but you know what I'm talking about. Talking about Hardesty and also Trent Richardson, because Hardesty gives us a different pace, a different kind of back. He's that guy that'll come up in there and boom, you know, he'll bust that 20-25. And Trent could do this too.
Right.
I'm excited about this game. I guess you could tell it in my voice.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't wait to get this one on. And again, if you need me this week, I have a few plays in me.
I'm very excited about it myself. No, and
but you'd much rather not use me.
I'd like to hold off if I could. I got to have you on the show.
Okay.
I don't want to lose my partner.
Okay.
But no, I think I think you're on to something in terms of this being. There's a reason to look forward to this. I'm not saying there's anything. There's nothing easy about this Browns season, and it will be tough and competitive and all those things. And that's a Washington.
Can you believe how excited we are?
But here's the best news. It is, we're into December. You know, we're it's December 14th, and we're excited about talking about what the Browns prospects are in an upcoming game, and really just this whole stretch, because it'll tell us so much about this team.
Because normally, you know what we're doing at this time of the year. We're talking about who we're going to draft, we're going to draft, and all that.
Different.
But that's none of that. It is totally, totally different. And I say, let's go get RG3.
It's fun. He is Top Dog Dixon joins us regularly on this show. Thank you, buddy.
You got it, partner.
And much more is coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.